Good morning. I'm Becky Jennings.
And I'm Jake Rosemeyer. Welcome to the 650th weekly episode of Bear Facts, where for 16 and a half years we've been bringing you all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
For the past month, we've been raising money at Garrigan to help with the medical expenses for one of our favorite elementary teachers. Choke Stillman has been at Seton for longer than any of us can remember. He mostly taught fourth grade in the past, but recently he moved up to the middle school. You may have read the specials A through Z of the Bishop Garrigan Schools that Mr. Stillman created for the Catholic Schools Week feature in the newspaper.
Mr. Stillman has fought a long battle with cancer, which is reoccurring and getting worse. His frequent expensive treatments have created a lot more expense than insurance will handle. To help with his expenses, we are raffling off a beautiful black and gold quilt. You can see a picture of the quilt on the Garrigan website or see it in person by coming out to the school. Tickets are available for just $1 each or at 12 for $10. You can see any Garrigan student. Stop in. The office is either at Seton or Garrigan, or mail your entry to either school. We encourage everyone to support the raffle because we all really want to help Mr. Stillman as much as we can.
Gala 2008 will be coming up soon. The theme for this year's event is The Greatest Show on Earth, and the decorations will portray a unique carnival and a circus scene. For 18 years now, Gala has been the single biggest fundraiser for the Bishop Garrigan Schools, taking in almost $3 million to benefit the area Catholic schools. The dinner and auction for Gala 2008 will be Saturday, April 5th, with a preview party of Friday, April 4th. Tickets are available from Garrigan Development Office or by calling 295-3521. If you've never been to Gala before, it's an experience you shouldn't miss.
The Development Office is also busy making plans for the big Golden Bear anniversary celebration of Bishop Garrigan High School. Next year, Garrigan turns 50, and we'll be celebrating all year long. The festivities will begin in the fall with our 50th homecoming, and they'll continue all through the 2008 and 2009 school year. Then on Founders Day weekend, we'll have an all-school reunion with lots of special events to celebrate 50 years of black and gold. While it's still more than a year off, we know people's calendars will fill up quickly, so we encourage you to mark the dates July 9th through the 12th, 2009, and keep things free for Garrigan's big golden anniversary celebration.
Mentioning the school's anniversary makes sense on this particular show, because this week we are celebrating our 650th episode of the Bear Facts. The program started back on September 1992, before some of the current Garrigan students were even born. A contest to name the show was held among the students back then. Brian Blocker's entry won, and the name stuck.
The first on the Bear Facts have gone on to become a music teacher, a priest, and a TV newscaster. We've had over 250 announcers over the years, and several of them have used their Bear Facts experience to get jobs in the communications field, both as part-time college jobs and careers. The Bear Facts has won a couple of awards over the years, and we're proud to continue the long tradition of an excellent weekly program.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Chrissy Kohlhaus and Melanie Myers. Here to tell you about them is Steph Iaski.
Chrissy Kohlhaus is active in lots of activities. She's in band, choir, cross country, and the musical. She's treasurer of the National Honor Society, and she's become a fan of Quiz Bowl. Away from school, she's active in 4-H, and she works as a certified nurse's aide at West Bend Care Center. Chrissy wants to major in agricultural engineering at college, and we wish her good luck. Melanie Myers keeps busy with band, math team, cheerleading, and the National Honor Society. She enjoys baton, and she both plays and teaches piano. When she's not at school, you might see her working at the Algona Casey Hall or as a nurse's aide at the Kossuth Regional Hospital. Melanie will also be off to college in the fall. Best wishes to both Melanie and Chrissy.
Thanks, Stephanie. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's ACT testing today. Tonight, the Golden Bear girls start their playoff run as they play at Garner.
Intramurals resume tomorrow. Monday, the boys' basketball team begins district play at Clarion. Then on Tuesday, about a third of our students will take the American Mathematics exam, a tough test that pits our top math students against the best in the nation.
The district finalists Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, there's no classes at Garrigan, a reward for the magazine drive last fall. There's teacher in service in the afternoon and evening.
Next Thursday is Valentine's Day. A group of Christian leadership students will be headed to Minneapolis that day to help out the Mary's Place mission. Boys' districts continue that night.
Friday will have a jeans day for Kleenex at Garrigan. Then, next Saturday, the math team will host a Great Plains Math League tournament.
That's the 650th episode of The Bear Facts. Thanks for joining us both this week and over the years. And be sure to tune in again next week when we'll have more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.